Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
That's fine. I have Tara in front of me. Welcome, miss.
Well, thank you very much.
It's belated Easter greetings, firstly, and lovely to see you.
Thank
it's been
well.
A while.
I know.
And a happy Thursday to you.
Fresh and well, you're looking.
And you too, Mrs.
Thanks
Woman, the low lighting, as they always have the low lights. Come here to me, because that's you singing away there, a bit of Mozart.
Indeed.
You have taken on two concerts with the National Symphony Orchestra, one after t'other.
Indeed.
Is that not very unusual for...
I suppose it is,
For a singer.
But listen, in all seriousness, once you have a solid technique, you're grand.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because when I saw it, I went, oh, this isn't a day between them. Do you know what I mean? A resting day that you'd be diving or whatever.
We don't raise divas in this country.
It's just a phrase I read in a book. But that I kind of thought, no, she'll hold back. But no, the idea of doing the two is okay.
Absolutely. I mean, what's interesting with this programme is that it's almost all new repertoire.
Yes.
So I wanted to make sure that any of this was going to be debuted here in this country.
Well, good for you. And of course, the fact is that you're with the National Symphony Orchestra, which is going to be fantastic anyway. But we just make the point, it's the 1st of May at University Concert Hall in Limerick, and then at the National Concert Hall on Friday, the 2nd of May, just about 7:30. I have to do this every time because people don't seem to understand that things start at 7:30 in this country, which is a new thing.
Well, you know, but it's different all over the world. It depends on where you go. The Germans like to do everything at 7 o'clock. In Spain and Italy, they push things a little bit later because they tend to also eat later and they take an afternoon break.
That's right.
So you could have 8, half 8 or 9, depending on the time of the year. A lot of that has to do with the weather as well.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I mean, I was thrilled when we discovered years ago... in Verona, the opera starting at 9.
Spectacular.
Spectacular. Yeah. And you have the dinner inside you and God knows what else.
Oh, sure.
And like at 9 o'clock you're going, I look like you watch at 11:30 and you're still there.
Yeah,
and it's fine.
Absolutely. But you need that also with the heat.
You do need that with the heat. Actually, that's a very good point. Yeah. But 7:30. So look, this undertaking, and it is also... sad in a way because the artist residence thing is coming to an end.
Indeed.
Did you enjoy that? Did you have a little room of to yourself or how did that work?
It's a kind of coming of age thing.
You know?
I mean, my relationship with the orchestra has been incredible. And when you think I've made most of my orchestral debuts with them over the years, since 2008, which
isn't
is
that
a period of time.
Yeah.
Also, my relationship with the National Concert Hall, I worked there as an usherette.
I've always thought that that was a gas story. But I loved it because here you are and you're the star of the show and all the rest of it, the lights on Tara, naturally. But you have that memory of being there.
Oh, absolutely.
In that capacity, yeah. Which is quite lovely.
It was an incredible job. I mean, you learned so much. You see what the public liked, what they didn't like, how things worked.
Right.
You know, also good stage presence. You see how people walked on.
But you would have watched from the wings and said... One day.
Oh, there was no question. There's no question. What's interesting about this particular tour is that both at the UCH in Limerick and at the National Concert Hall in Dublin, I give two recitals with Dervla Collins without public that were broadcast. And the concert that we did from the NCH was one of the first broadcast recitals in Europe during COVID.
Right.
And then we went with Lyric. We were invited down to Limerick. And it was a really strange experience. You know, we stayed in the hotel. There was nobody else in the hotel.
Yes.
Except the two of us. And this one lovely chef came in and made breakfast for us. And we tottered over to the concert hall, again, empty. And nobody else could come into the room.
Isn't it weird?
And it was this really kind of... It was a strange experience, but also one I was delighted to do. I was delighted to do any performances. Yeah. But now I'm so looking forward to going back, this time with the orchestra... Again, give everything back to the public, but bring all of this new repertoire and have a kind of a post-COVID experience in the hall, which I think is really important.
I mean, people will know the wonderful concert orchestra across the way here and the National Symphony Orchestra. But to have that in Limerick, for example, because the National Concert Hall, we're familiar with, the concert hall in Limerick, it'll be enormous, the sound of it.
Yes.
It'll be huge.
Indeed.
You know, because you nearly stand outside. And here, but it's going to be an enormous, because the Symphony Orchestra is enormous.
It is. And with this repertoire, it's also bigger than what I would usually be presenting.
How did you choose it? Did you choose it?
I did. Every one of us.
And how, and how did you decide, you've got me yet, as the fellow said, O mio babbino caro, you've got me. But how did you decide, like, the Mozart or the Rossini or whatever?
These are all things that I'm either currently singing or will sing in the next few years.
Brilliant, right, okay. So it's there, it's in you.
It's all there. And you know, a lot of it is new, but the public here have been so faithful to me and good to me that they've come, even at the very, very beginning when I was still trying to figure out how to sing the things that have become my bread and butter.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's incredibly important also to speak a little bit. I trained here with Veronica Dunn as a mezzo-soprano.
Yes.
And Ronnie and my recently late teacher, Gerlian McGee, they both said, well, we'll see where the voice grows. Both of them encouraged me to sing both soprano and mezzo-soprano. And this is a culmination of both of those types of repertoire.
Isn't
and I think
that something?
It's only now that I'm at the age and the experience where I can offer such a program that...
Yes, you can cover all the bases if you like, which is fantastic. Just to give people a little taste, now, it's just, I'm playing a bit of Rossini. You're not doing Non più mesto on the night. No, you're not. But that doesn't matter, because this is you doing it.
Oh.
If you understand the logic of that. This is just to give, it's just a little flavour, because it's 6 minutes long, for God's sake.
Oh!
It's lovely. Look at you in the high notes. Aren't you great?
Oh,
so you didn't get a pin stuck in you? Like Anne?
No, I wouldn't take that well, let me tell you.
I don't think any of us would, quite frankly. But that's a big brother having a go at her. Listen, now that you're here, I must ask you, how is Mary Dooley doing at all?
Oh, sure. She's flying.
Is she flying?
Yeah.
In Ravensdale?
Absolutely, yes.
Is she fine, fit, happy and well?
Not a bother.
Now, she would have been a great supporter of yours all the way through, wouldn't
she? Indeed. Everyone needs a granny.
Yeah. Isn't it important, though, when you think about it, because of the direction you took? You could go down any road you like, but the direction you took, it requires people to believe in you, but it also requires great support at home as well.
100%.
You know?
Also, I mean, not just for the good days, but also for the bad days.
Yes.
So maybe you're at the fesh and things don't go well, or maybe you've had a lesson and, again, things don't go well. You need
That's
people
right.
constantly behind you. I have had that from the very beginning.
It's very important. Family.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
You were saying when we were listening to Non-Pumester, you performed that.
Yes, I was just at the Bavarian State Opera in Munich.
Oh,
so
really?
We did the beautiful Ponell production. It's so gorgeous. It's the Disney thing with the big dresses.
Oh, look at you. Because the last time I saw you on the stage, you were Bold as Brass, if I'm not mistaken, with somebody else in your company. I'm trying to think what it was now.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, happily. No, I remember the moment. I just don't remember what it was. So it's better off to put that to one side.
Excellent.
Now, these concerts, so you have Rossini and Bellini and Castadiva. You did Castadiva.
Yes, that is a big one.
That is one of the greatest pieces.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's absolutely, it's something I have wanted to do since I was a child.
Go off.
And I mean, we know it from so many advertisements and movies, and everyone sang it from Callas. I mean, just absolutely everybody. At the end of the day, it is a prayer.
Yes.
And last season, I had the privilege to sing in Norma. I sang Adelgisa, who is Norma's friend. I did that at the Bavarian State Opera with Sonia Yoncheva as the Norma. And I thought, I have to include this. I have to do it. The time is now. Yeah. We're ready. Let's go.
And who would have been? Would Callas be the one for you? Or are you...
Certainly her soul just pours out of the music. It's incredible. Montserrat Caballé also does an incredible Castadiva. Cecilia Bartoli. I mean, there's so many. But what's so interesting with this one aria, every single performance is completely different. You know, so this will be the Tara Arocht version.
Yes, exactly. No. And I mean, it is about making it your own. It's very much about making, because otherwise, why are you there?
Exactly.
It has to be your take, you know, your take. Now, I wanted to play Caramia Ben.
Oh, lovely.
Is that okay?
Yes.
And I'm playing this. Now, this is Giordani, and I'm playing this because it's you.
Thank you.
And I just think that's very important. Listen, before we go any further, can I go back to something? We're chatting, Tara Arocht and myself, 1st of May at the University Concert Hall in Limerick with the National Symphony Orchestra, and then on the main stage at the NCH, Friday, 2nd of May, both at 7:30. This artist in residence thingy, sorry, what did that mean? We were going down that road and we went on one of our tangents.
What did it mean that? Well, I mean, it's an incredible opportunity to be given. First of all, it's the first time they've ever done it.
This is what I'm
saying. So I was resident with the orchestra for the whole year.
In the concert hall?
Yes.
Yes.
But the planning for this has been going on for years because we've sat together and we've come up with programmes and we've spoken about, you know, not just the public demand or what the public might like to hear, but also what would be fruitful between myself and the orchestra, and what direction we'd like to go in. And Kathy Stokes, who's the planning director with the orchestra, God help her, she probably needs therapy after a year of me, but we spent so long discussing all the different repertoire. I obviously know the hall, I know the acoustic, I also like to think I know the public.
And you know the operas.
And so we decided we would do a whole range. So from September until now, we started with Baroque things when we opened the season in November, and we took some really interesting music that people hadn't heard, and then some things that they would definitely know, the Mozart Exultate Jubilate,
for
example.
Yes.
And that was the first big project. The second big project, we ran my professional development program, Celebrating the Voice, which is a professional development program for young musicians and singers. Everything from masterclasses to tax consultations. We had talks from Paul Kwok, the ENT at the Met, and he's a professor at Yale. We had Alexander Neff, who is the big boss of the opera in Paris, come and speak about the industry. And we did that all in the concert hall.
And it's access.
Absolutely.
Access where people don't have the access. Absolutely. And you're saying, hey, this is how it works.
And the amazing thing was, at the end of the masterclasses, the orchestra were so incredible. And they did a gala with the young singers. And we also ran masterclasses in the rehearsals to teach the singers how those rehearsals work.
Isn't that lovely?
And the orchestra were so warm and welcoming. I mean, it was a beautiful week.
Yes.
It was incredibly busy.
But of course, you knew each other so well at that stage.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
The orchestra knew. By the way, the conductor.
Yes, Cléla. Listen, yeah. She is incredible. Actually, just this week, she jumped in Paris with like 6 hours' notice. She flew in and conducted her debut there with Don Carlo, which is a huge piece. And she's one of the very few female conductors that have been invited to conduct at Opera Nationale de Paris. A huge success. So she's going to come to us now as high as a kite.
She will be high as a kite. There'll be no living with her, probably. This is huge. This is Caramia Band. We promised it just a minute ago. Just have a quick listen. Romeo Ben, that's Tommaso Giordani. That is the great Tower Act was in front of me with Irish Baroque Orchestra.
Indeed.
Irish Baroque Orchestra. Now, just to ask you, into the year after May.
Yes.
What sort of are you travelling? I suppose you're.
I am. It's quite.
You've always been kind of busy outside of Ireland, haven't you?
Yes, where the industry demands, you know. And like, I've been so lucky after COVID, things took off again.
Yeah.
So,
but you had a reputation anyway, in fairness to people.
Thank God.
No, I mean that.
No, that's a good reputation, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, that's a good way, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so. So I have some great concerts. I have some debuts coming up. I'm going to make my debut at the Edinburgh Festival.
Are you?
Yeah, with Mozart's Clemenza di Tito also.
Oh, lovely.
I go back to State Opera in Vienna for Don Giovanni. I do a tour with Scottish Chamber Orchestra with Peter Whelan that was just on that directing
course.
That Caramio Ben. Some really exciting things, you know, but it's just wonderful. So glad to be back. at work since COVID. I would go anywhere and sing anything.
But isn't it wonderful to be able to do all these things and travel the world with your art?
You know, we were just speaking briefly there about Opera Nacional de Paris. Last year I was there and there were four Irish singers there at the same time. Sinead Campbell-Wallace, myself, Claudia Boyle, and Paula Murray.
Isn't that something?
I mean, it was the only country that had four singers at one time, which is incredible.
But we're way above our weight in terms of opera.
I mean, it'll make you so proud.
Well, for sure. You know, and also to be in a location like that and be going, look at us.
You know, it could be worse.
Listen, I better play because, as you know, something will hit me over the head with a small object if I don't actually play the orchestra on the road. Do you know the way?
Indeed.
The way you get. We are talking about the Marriage of Figaro here, but we're talking about, as you said, O Mio Bambino. We were talking about Casta Diva, Barb of Seville. This is a great night of
It's
of
an
music.
Incredible. I mean, I probably shouldn't say that, but in my opinion, it's an incredible program from Mozart to Bellini, with some very new things in there that the public haven't heard me sing before, but that they will know. And I could not be prouder to debut those things here.
Oh, that's good for you. Well, listen, congratulations.
Thanks,
I think it's a great undertaking. Obviously, the fact that you're doing it on the 1st of May and on the 2nd, it'll be hard work. Will you be fainted on the 2nd? You'll be lying in the hotel, kind of going, bring me.
I'm so impressed with your opinion of the life of a singer, Marty. I'll have
grapes.
To take you with me for a week
so you can
see how we actually live.
You have the brow mopped off you. Wait till you see. We have a break to take. We have to have a winner for the competition for today, who incidentally will be either in Limerick or in Dublin. It's up to them. Ooh. They can decide. Oh, yes.
Fabulous.
We're very flexible here.
Excellent.
In Limerick. So let me do this and then we do that.
Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance, giving you peace of mind for the future.
The infection felt terrible. I just wasn't getting better. I was breathing fast and I felt confused. I had shivers and pain through my body. I was drinking water, but I wasn't peeing. I felt like I was going to die. In the hospital, they said I had sepsis, and it's urgent.
Sepsis can hide behind any infection at any age, so watch out for the signs. Visit hse.ie/sepsis for more information. And don't be afraid to ask the question, could it be sepsis? From the HSE.
Marty in the Morning. Weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, we asked a question earlier on, Bellini's opera Norma, first performed in La Scala, and one of the most difficult operatic roles, apparently, it's considered, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. The voice of reason, I think, Tara. What voice of role written for soprano, mezzo-soprano or contralto? The answer is soprano. Oh, really? And we have a winner. Do we have a winner? Where are they? I have no idea. I can't see a winner. Oh, I can. Billy Murphy. Good man, Billy Murphy. In South Lyre in Cork. Never came across that before. Glen South, Lyre in Cork. Anyway, he's a lyre in Cork, Billy Murphy. Good man, Billy. So you can choose. You'll get your tickets for either the University Concert Hall Limerick, which I expect you'll take, or Dublin, and then you're in a draw tomorrow because it can be in the Castle Troy, where Tara will be, or whatever the Dublin Hotel is. So we'll leave you with the Marriage of Figaro, the overture. Gorgeous to see you. And thank you for taking the trouble to come in to talk to us today. You're great.
Delighted to be here.
And hopefully see you again, please God, because I'd just love to see you in concert. And I love your, do you know what it is? Your joy de vivre. That's what I think.
Oh, thank you
fantastic.
Very much.
So keep safe. Take care.